people and language, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, and wearing white robes, holding palm branches in their hands. And they cried out in a loud voice, "Salvation belongs to our God, who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb." And today is an important day. Today is a feast and a commemoration of the church. We moved it. It belongs properly on November 1st, but it's what they call a movable feast. If November 1st is not a Sunday, you move it. You move it forward, you move it backwards, but you bring it to the Sunday where more people can be a part of it, where more people can hear it and pray about it and sing about it, and that is the Feast of All the Saints. All the saints of God, all of those who have called upon the name of Christ, all of those who put their faith and hope and trust in Him, all of those from every tribe and every tongue and every language and every nation, all of those from every church, from every denomination, from every fellowship, everyone at all times and in all places throughout history, people who are long ago dead and people who have yet to be born, people who are sitting next to you, people who are behind you or in front of you, people who are across the street in a different church altogether, people like you and people like me, people whom we love, but as a prayer book says, see no longer within this mortal life. This is the feast of all of those saints, of all of us saints, of all of these saints. The feast of all who call upon the name of Jesus, of all who put their faith and hope and trust in Him. Saints. They are saints. And we are connected to them because we are connected to Him. His body, through His power, mystically connected to one another, miraculously connected to one another, graciously connected to one another. These folks here on these crosses, they are not lost to us. Because they are not lost to God. And neither are we. They remain in the palm of His hand. As do we. The saints of God with one body. His body. The saints of God across time and space. Across countries and cultures, across denominations and churches, the saints of God across life and death. And they are not lost to us because they are not lost to Him. And neither are we. Neither are you. Now, I've had a couple of people comment to me already this morning, "Oh, look at that stole. That's your fancy stole." "Oh, I've never seen that one. That must be a new one." It's not a new one. It's actually quite an old one. And if you've never seen it, you probably don't remember because I wear it every All Saints Sunday. It is an old stole because it was given to me by my friend the Archbishop. Before he died, he gave me one of his old stoles. And I wear it on All Saints Sunday. Because I want that connection to feel a little different. To feel a little more personal in the moment. A little more present. Now, for me to say that, you know, we're all the saints of God and all connected to each other, and, you know, no one's off, that can sound like kind of an academic statement. Like just either sort of a pious platitude or just something, "Oh yeah." But the reality of it isn't always there for us. We don't always feel it, at least not in the same way. It happens to be true all the time, every day. We just don't always feel the significance of that truth all the time and every day. And so that's why I think All Saints Day means so much to me. That we can feel the sense of connection at any time. But I, for one at least, I need something to kind of help remind me. I need something to sort of bring it to mind or to make that connection feel a little more clear, feel a little more present. So think that. someone that you love, but you don't see anymore. And this could be somebody who has moved away, or you moved away from them. It could be somebody who has died. But you think about that person who you cannot see and touch and hold right here and right now, and yet we are still connected. And we're connected, like I said, it's mystical, and it's miraculous, and it's gracious. But even throughout a general day, or throughout our lives, we can feel that connection in a more real way. Sometimes we don't think about it at all, but maybe there's a certain circumstance, or a certain situation, maybe there's a place, or a sight, or a smell, or a taste, or some kind of sensation, it brings you all back. Ah! Boy, I just started thinking about so-and-so. You know, hadn't thought about him for a little while. But now, you know, this is where we always used to go together, or somebody just said that thing that they always used to say, or I smell what she used to love to cook. Whatever it might be. But some sort of moment, you know, you're in a crowd and all of a sudden you see someone who looks just up. Man, it's just like, and those emotions become kind of flooding back. And we really don't seem to have any control over that. It sort of happens circumstantially, you know, where you happen to be or what you happen to be doing. But these certain places or sensations, they can bring these memories back, and they can actually feel very, very close and very present, very, very real. We don't really have much control over that, but we do have something like All Saints Day, where we can say we are connected to those who have called on the name of Christ, the living and the dead. Those whom we are sitting next to, those whom we are sitting across the street from, those whom we are sitting across the country from, those whom we are sitting across the world from, and those who have gone on to God's near presence, those whom we will die. We can say that, and we can mean it, but we don't necessarily feel it. But sometimes it takes moments like this to look and see those crosses, to see those names, to hear these words that no one is lost to us because they are not lost to God. Or suddenly, and maybe hopefully, it feels a little closer right now. It feels a little more real, a little more tangible. It's true all the time. But it's something like All Saints Day, where the hope is by making it explicit, by making it clear and purposeful. We feel that clarity, and we feel that purpose in a way that we could maybe at any time, but sometimes it takes just the right time, just the right circumstance, just the right sensation, and all that comes flooding back. And maybe those memories are bittersweet. Maybe those memories come with some tears, because that person has died, or there is no opportunity within this mortal life still to see them again. But I would say even that is a gift that we can be grateful for and thankful for. God has blessed us with the ability to remember and to even feel those emotions again. And if there's someone that you've been thinking of that already you can feel kind of the catch in your throat, or the water in your eyes, or the lump in your chest, that this is a testament to love that you had for that person. And that in and of itself is a gift from God. That God blessed you with someone who you could love. And who could love you. And that when they die, they don't disappear from us. But God has built us with the ability to remember. And sometimes it is a moment, or a place, or a circumstance, or a smell, or a song, or something that just kind of jogs that memory, and it comes flooding back. And if it comes flooding back with tears, I say that's okay. Because it points to the goodness of God's gift, that He would bless us with someone whose absence is worth tears. Someone that we cared about enough. Them not being here, it still hurts. Whether it's been weeks or months or even years. And I don't know who you thought of when I asked you to think of somebody. It could have been a parent or a grandparent. It could have been a friend. It could have been a husband or wife, a child. Saints Day is that reminder in a way that is clear and is purposeful and it's right in front of us. They are not lost to us, or they are not lost to God. We reside, he says, within the palm of his hand. Jesus says, all that the Father has given me, I will not lose. And if it takes a moment like this, a celebration like this, to talk about it like this, we see these crosses and these names. I think that's a bad thing. I think that's a good thing. I think that is a gracious gift that we can be reminded these folks are not lost to us. And though our hearts might break just a little with these memories, I say let them break. Open them up and let them break at least a little, because it's worth it. It's worth it to acknowledge the gift that God has given us through this person, and it's worth acknowledging the promise that he makes to us that they are not lost to us, because they are not lost to him, and neither are we. Now, every year around All Saints Day, these crosses, I tend to talk about them in, like stained glass. You know, the purpose of stained glass within the church was to teach the Bible to people who couldn't read. You know, so the stained glass would have these stories, these little pictures in them. And so if you couldn't read because you never learned, well, you can learn the Bible stories by looking at the pictures. And that's where the whole purpose of the art started. And I'll usually take All Saints to remind us that, especially with the variety of colors, it has kind of a stained glass effect. And in essence, it's not just the way that it looks, but it's what these names mean. Like the stained glass of old, which was intended to teach about the goodness of God, these names, too, can teach about the goodness of God. Every single one of them a story. Every single one of them a blessing from God and something that can point to the gospel. Like stained glass in front of us, we can look at these names and we can see people. We can see stories. We can see God's promises. And there are names that I can look up and I can tell you the story. And there's some names, and you're going to have to tell me the story. But we can look and, you know, we can see kind of the diversity, and we can see the variety, and it's represented with the colors, but it's also represented with these different names, different people, different stories, but all the same promise. That they are not lost to us because they are not lost to God, and we aren't lost to him either. But it's not even their names. It's the sum total of this. Because somebody wrote those names, right? And you're part of the story, too. Someone out of care with this memory that's poignant and sweet or maybe that's sorrowful and sad. And you wrote a name of someone to be commemorated and honored. And you're part of that story, too, then. I wear the stole because part of my story is being connected to those saints who have invested in me, who have blessed me, who have been important to me. I wouldn't be here without them. You wouldn't be here without them. Someone loved you enough to share the gospel. Someone cared about you enough to bring you to church. Someone gave a darn and said, come to this church, and you are here. So we're part of that legacy. Legacy of the gospel that the saints continue to pass along, even now, many of them here for us to be, to see and to remember, surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses that we are connected to them mystically, miraculously, and graciously, connected as the part of Christ's own body, connected to them, connected to each other, connected to Christians throughout the world, connected to Christians who are across the street right now, TDA, connected to Christians across the diocese who are at the cathedral, connected to Christians who are worshiping in Kenya or in China, and we are connected to them because we are connected to Jesus. They're a part of his body, and so are we. So we're connected to each other because we're connected to him. And those who have gone on before, that connection lasts past life and death. and they are not lost to us. Open up your heart for a minute. Let it break. It's okay. Because we are connected to them even still. And that connection will not be lost, and it cannot be broken, for it is a connection that comes from Jesus himself. We can know this any time, any place, it's always true. But, you know, sometimes it just feels a little more real or a little more present than others. Every single Sunday, a few minutes, we will say the Eucharistic prayer. We will ask for God's power through the Holy Spirit to make bread and wine into his body and his blood. And we will receive it together. And we will show that unity as the body of Christ here and now. But when we first start off, we're going to say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." Where do you get that from? Where in the Bible does that occur? It's the book of Revelation. This is what the saints of God are saying around the throne of the Lamb all the time throughout all eternity. They're praising God. "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." And when we say those prayers, our voices are joining with theirs. Our hearts are joining with theirs. It's a moment where heaven and earth kind of intersect and touch. And we have to feel that every single Sunday. That our voices are echoing through eternity. That our voices are echoing with theirs. Our voices are echoing with Christians across the world throughout history. With Christians who haven't even been born yet. That's always true. And every Sunday, heaven and earth touch. Heaven and earth intersect. Heaven and earth meet. And our voices and our hearts and our spirits join with theirs. But sometimes it takes something specific to make that feel more real and make that feel more present. So like I said, I'm wearing the Archbishop's soul. I can feel it on me. And maybe you are wearing something that comes from God's grace through someone else. Not necessarily clothing, but there's something that you carry with you. Something about you, about your life, about your personality, about the stories that you tell, about the way that you relate to people, about habits that you have taken up, and you are carrying it because it comes from someone else. Someone else the Lord has used to bless you, to change you, to love you, to draw you to Him, and to bring you into His body. And right here and right now, I think you ought to feel it. Right here and right now, I think it ought to feel more present. That's why we have an All Saints Day, where we can give thanks to God for all of the saints living there. For all the saints, the ones who are sitting next to you, and the ones that your heart longs to see again face to face. Because that's His promise, is that we will. They're not lost to us. We're connected, bound, tied, mystically and miraculously and graciously a part of His body. So those who have died, they're not lost to us. Because they're not lost to Him. Neither are we. Neither are you. And today is a day, I think, where we can take that truth. It's true all the time. It's true every day. But it's my hope that it feels a little more present here and now. It feels a little more clear. It seems a little more obvious that we are indeed surrounded by a great cloud of witnesses. And we are not alone. And they are not far from us. If it takes a song or a smell or something to make those memories come flooding back, maybe a day, maybe an All Saints Day can do that. I'm not going to say it's easy. I'm not going to say it's going to feel great. Because again, there might be tears and hearts might crack just a little. But I do say that it's worth it. Give thanks to God for those whom we love but see no longer. Because as we do so, we not only acknowledge God's goodness to us, but we're reminded of His promise and our hope. And we're reminded that no matter how far people seem from us, they are not lost to us. Because they are not lost to Him. Neither are we. Palm of his hand. He will not lose us or misplace us or forget us. By his grace, one body throughout all time, throughout all space, throughout life, throughout death. And they're not lost to us because they're not lost to him.